Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're diving into what makes a service business, really stand out. We're using a specific example, Marini Paving and Masonry Contractors. Now, you might be thinking, paving, masonry, how deep can we really go with that?
Yeah.
But, well, get ready. We've got a stack of their own materials right here, their about page, mission, FAQs, services, even reviews. And we're going to unpack what truly elevates a company like this. It's not just about the service itself, right? It's about trust, value, the whole package.
Exactly. And what's fascinating, I think, is just how much you can actually learn about a company's dedication, their whole philosophy, just from what they put out there publicly. So our mission for you today is really to pull out those core elements that define Marini Paving and Masonry. We want to give you a really solid understanding of their approach. Maybe more broadly, what makes any great contractor stand out? You know, things like experience, customer focus, and just that tangible quality of work.
Okay, yeah, let's unpack that. So looking at their about section, one of the first things that jumps out is Marini Custom Paving and Masonry. It's a family-owned business. They started it back in 2014, Victor Marini Jr. What does that family-owned part really mean in an industry like this? Is it like give them specific advantages or maybe even challenges?
Oh, that's a great point. Because in something so hands-on like paving or masonry, that family foundation could be incredibly significant, and you see it right away. This isn't just some brand new thing. Victor, he brought over a decade of experience from another family paving business, P&S Paving, before starting this one. Yeah, he was a foreman there, running all the residential jobs from like 2006 to 2009. And then, get this, by 2011, he was heading up design and sales for them. So we're not just talking experience. It's like this deep lineage, this inherited craftsmanship almost, knowledge passed down. And it doesn't stop there. Frank Marini adds another, 20 years specifically in masonry. That combined background from both Victor and Frank, it's just massive. It really sets the stage for them to handle, pretty diverse and complex projects with a lot of confidence.
Yeah, that multi-generational thing, you can see how that would make a real difference. Okay, so let's talk services. They cover, well, a lot of ground, literally. On the paving side, it looks like they handle pretty much everything residential driveways, including gravel options, apparently, repairs, extensions, seal coating. And for anyone wondering, seal coating, that's basically like a protective coat for your asphalt, right? Helps stop cracks, makes it last longer.
Mm-hmm. Extends the life significantly.
And then they also do the bigger stuff, commercial paving, like roads, parking lots.
Right. And their masonry services are just as extensive. Shows a really wide range of materials and what they can do with them. I mentioned Belgium block.
Yeah.
Those kind of rough-hewn classic stone blocks.
Yeah.
Great for edging your driveways. And blue stone, that popular bluish-gray sandstone.
Yeah.
You see a lot on patios and walkways. Very durable stuff.
Okay.
They build stone walls, retaining walls too. And they use Nickelock pavers, those interlocking ones, that are engineered for strength but still look like natural stone. Good for walls, patios, gives stability, and looks good.
So not just the basics then?
Definitely not. They do custom patios, walkways, steps, even really specific things like custom fire pits, chimneys, fireplaces, pool decks. And what's also really important, I think, is their focus on practical stuff like drainage systems.
That's crucial, right? Protecting property from water damage.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So they've got the skills, they've got the services, but where do they actually work?
Hmm.
Their sources say they cover most of Connecticut. Big areas like Bridgeport, Stamford, New Haven, Hartford are mentioned, even down to Ansonia and Fairfield. Plus, they reach into parts of Westchester County and New York, too. So a pretty decent range there for Southern CT and NY folks.
Yeah, that wide service area plus that long list of services, it definitely points to a company that's set up to handle a good amount of work. But what I find really interesting is how they talk about interacting with customers. Their mission statement, it talks about hands-on, hassle-free home beautification.
Yes.
So it's not just fixing stuff. It's about curb appeal, property value.
And they explicitly say their passion is to achieve perfection and deliver unparalleled quality and craftsmanship. They even mention using really good materials and tools. That kind of language, it's more than just marketing fluff, It signals real pride in what they do.
Okay, and this is where, for me, it gets really interesting on the customer service side. They offer free estimates, on-site estimates, and they say it takes about 45 minutes to an hour. So it's not just a quick look. It includes a consultation, design ideas, and a full itemized breakdown of the project costs. And get this, they state clearly that an owner will be on-site at all times for every single project.
Yeah.
That means direct communication, they say, 7 days a week.
That's pretty huge, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I mean, think about it. Anyone who's dealt with contractors knows how frustrating it can be trying to get answers during a project. Having an owner right there, that completely changes the dynamic for customer confidence.
Yeah.
It says so much about their commitment to quality control, customer satisfaction, more than just listing services ever could.
Yeah, totally.
It does make you wonder, though, are there trade-offs? Does that kind of high-touch model maybe limit how many jobs they can take on?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe suggest a higher price point for that level of attention? Hard to say from just this. But regardless, they also mentioned they're fully insured and license number 0672988. That's basic, but crucial for peace of mind.
Definitely.
And they even get into the practical stuff, like most projects take about 2 days. Day one is ripping out old asphalt, hauling it away, putting down a new stone base. Day two is paving and rolling it out. They even give advice on curing times, wait 3 days in hot months like July and August before driving on it.
And they don't just disappear after the job's done. They offer a full one-year warranty. It covers everything, cracking, deterioration, workmanship, the product itself. Plus, they give you an idea of lifespan. New driveways should last, what, 15, 20 years? Depends on the land, of course. And they remind you about that seal coating recommendation, do it every 2 to 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Good advice.
And here's a really big one, I think, for homeowners. They handle the road encroachment permits themselves.
Yeah, those could be a headache.
Right. For those who don't know, that's when your project kind of spills onto public property, like the sidewalk edge or the street. They file all the paperwork, cover most of the fees, and take the liability off your shoulders. That's a huge relief for a homeowner.
It absolutely is. And it's fascinating how all these sort of operational details really back up their claims about professionalism and making things easy for the customer. They're not just providing a service. They're managing the whole sometimes complex process, including the bureaucratic bits. It minimizes hassle. And you can see how this dedication, this work ethic, it translates directly into their online reputation.
Which brings us perfectly to the reviews. And they are, like, consistently amazing. We're talking 5-star ratings pretty much everywhere you look. Over 150 reviews on Google, maybe even closer to 220 plus now. 74 plus on Facebook, 24 plus on HomeAdvisor. You don't get that kind of consistent positive feedback across so many platforms just by accident.
Right away.
It really seems to confirm their whole mission of making clients happy and delivering what they promise. It's like real world proof of their approach. So, okay, let's tie this all together. What does it all mean? We've really kind of pulled back the curtain on Marini Paving and Masonry contractors, haven't we? And found a lot more than just a list of services. We learned they're family-owned, started in 2014 by Victor Marini Jr., but his experience goes way back over a decade in a previous family business, working his way up from foreman to design and sales. And then you add Frank Marini's 20 years in masonry on top of that. It's some serious expertise.
Deep roots, definitely.
And it's not just expertise, it's how they apply it. That hands-on leadership, clear communication, and owner always on site, offering those detailed free estimates, even handling the tricky permit stuff like road encroachment for you.
And if you connect that to the bigger picture, Marini really serves as a fantastic case study, I guess. It shows how a service business can genuinely set itself apart. It's through that meticulous attention to detail, that proactive customer care. They're not just selling paving or masonry work. They're selling trust. They're selling peace of mind.
And it really highlights that true quality, it isn't just about how the driveway looks at the end. It's the whole experience, from that first consultation through the work itself to the warranty afterwards. And then seeing it all validated by hundreds of 5-star reviews reflecting that commitment to perfection and unparalleled quality. Which I think brings us to a really important question for you listening right now. How may understanding this kind of specific, detailed commitment from a company like Marini Paving and Masonry, how might that change the way you choose contractors for your own projects? Or maybe even just how you think about the value of real craftsmanship in the services you use every day? Are there maybe hidden details you'll look for now to ensure you get not just good work, but a truly smooth, hassle-free experience? Something to think about.